Well, here we go again, and believe me, it's tough for all of us to go through this extension of what we're going through with this novel coronavirus and COVID-19. Imagine what it's like for the director of the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. Elizabeth Hertel is with us. And Director Hertel, I wouldn't want to be in your shoes because you have to come up with edicts and pronouncements that might get changed along the way. And then people say, well, wait a minute, you said we didn't have to do this. Or wait a minute, you said we should do this. Or you understand what I'm talking about in terms of the incredible amount of second guessing that has gone on with this virus?
Well, good morning. That's a way to start my Friday. Thank you.
I'm sorry. We have limited time and you have a lot of information.
You're right. So, we've been dealing with COVID for almost a year and a half now, and we've learned a lot about the virus. So we know how to mitigate the risk, and we know how to mitigate transmission. We have three incredibly effective vaccines out there that are available, our best tool to fight the vaccine. And so I continue to encourage people to get vaccinated. It is our best tool for mitigation.
You and your office have very nicely come out with interim recommendations for operating schools safely when there is COVID-19 community transmission. And the foundation of these layers of defense against COVID-19 in schools, just as you said, Madam Director, start with the vaccination against COVID-19 for all eligible staff and students. Any holes in the defense show that no one intervention is perfect, but layering them together increases success. But again, the very foundation is people getting vaccinated. Now, if vaccination is, in the end, the only way out of this pandemic, and people still won't get vaccinated, what is Plan B?
I believe that as we continue to move forward, more people will see and understand how safe the vaccines are. We continue to try to bring those vaccines to people who may have barriers to getting the vaccine and making it as convenient as possible. So I think those are two tools that we need to continue to utilize, making sure we educate people, people can see the effects of those who are vaccinated versus those who are not, and making sure that we're bringing the vaccine to people in the places where they are as conveniently as possible.
I think now more than ever, having gone through what we went through, having had a year and a half experience, we know that schools are the places students should be. They provide a safe, supportive learning environment for students. They employ teachers and other staff, as you've said in your own words in the past. Schools also provide critical services, including the school meal programs and certainly the social, physical, behavioral, and mental health services. So we know we want our kids in schools. We know that. But we also know we need them to be safe and protected. Mm-hmm. And I can't help but think, but it's got to come from you officially, Elizabeth Hertel, I can't help but think masks are back in school coming up.
I think a lot of school districts will make that choice for their students. Absolutely. I know my kids' school district has for the elementary school children and those who can't get vaccinated. And I think we'll see that choice at a lot of schools. And I think it's important to remember, too, for parents, whether or not the schools are requiring it, they can ask their kids to wear a mask when they're inside and take those mitigation measures seriously. So I do think that we will see a lot of masking. We will continue to recommend that as one of the most effective mitigation tools out there. And I think we'll see a lot of schools going in that direction as well as we get into the fall.
I know that you, your office, has the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services has provided or is providing to our WJR listeners more information and a worksheet, if you will, on laying out this this path and the layers of defense against COVID-19 in schools. And you can get that by visiting michigan.gov/coronavirus, michigan.gov/coronavirus. The Delta variant is apparently, besides being the latest, maybe the most troublesome so far, or so it would seem. But you stopped, not you, but those who do this sort of thing, stopped using where something was from. We learned how people felt it was wrong to say it was the Chinese virus or the Wuhan virus. So now we didn't say this variant came from India. We say it's the Delta variant. Mm-hmm. I hope and pray that you don't know something we don't know and that you're going to use the whole doggone Greek alphabet.
I certainly hope we're not going to use the whole Greek alphabet either. And I think it's important to remember, you know, when we're naming these variants, that's where the variant was identified, not necessarily where it manifested originally. So it helps us track all the different variants that we have. We have the Delta variant in Michigan. It has been identified in different areas of the state. It is believed to be significantly more transmissible, as each variant has been, from the original virus. But we also know that the vaccines are effective against the Delta variant as well. So these vaccines are really doing what they're supposed to. They're effective against all of the variants that we're seeing so far. But the getting vaccinated is so important, because that is the only thing that is going to stop that continued transmission. And every time the virus has an opportunity to go from one person to another, it has an opportunity to mutate into a different variant, and it can become smarter. And we need to stop that chain. We need to stop that growth of the virus through continued vaccination.
Elizabeth Hertel is with us, Director of the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. What's the difference, Director Hertel, between a variant, which is what we use for COVID, and a strain, which is what we've used in the past for flu?
There really isn't a difference. We're just identifying them as a variant of this particular virus, the SARS-CoV-2, which was identified. There are different types of SARS, and this is just one of those types of viruses.
Okay. And with the flu, it's been hit or miss. Sometimes the flu vaccination is extremely effective. Sometimes we've guessed wrong with what strain was coming next, and it hasn't been so effective. And I'm not saying that everyone has embraced the flu vaccination, but more people seemingly now have than have. I don't remember this kind of pushback on the flu vaccine as I'm seeing now with the COVID vaccine.
Well, we try every year really hard to make sure that as many people are getting the flu vaccine as possible. You have to remember, when they're developing the flu vaccine, they are guessing based on which strains of the virus they saw the previous year.
Right.
Now we know exactly what the vaccine was made for, the virus it was made for, and it is working. We do have good coverage, comparable coverage to what we have with COVID vaccinations to flu vaccinations. But this is COVID. It's not the flu. It's more dangerous. We've seen that it's more dangerous. And so we want to be able to, again, stop that transmission as quickly as possible.
Final word, anything else we need to know in these last 30 seconds we have before a hard break with the news?
As you know, we have our vaccine sweepstakes continuing on. You have 7 more days. If you get your first vaccine in the next 7 days, you could be eligible to win $50,000 and get into the drawing for the $2 million. And your kids or you could be fully vaccinated by the time school starts. So get out there and get vaccinated.
Madam Director, thank you for being with us. We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Director of the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, Elizabeth Hertel. Go to michigan.gov/coronavirus. Get the paper they have laid out with CDC prevention strategies, how to assess risk, and so much more here on the Paul W. Smith Show at WJR.